This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 10th of May. There was much tension, but ultimately a draw on the final day at Headingley, as Somerset finished on 61 for 6 in their second innings, still 192 runs adrift of Yorkshire's 505. Somerset's first innings has been brought to a close at 252, as Tim Bresnan and Steve Patterson ensured that the last 5 wickets added just 62 runs. The home side then enforced the follow-on, but with little realistic hope of forcing a victory. However, Jack Brooks decimated Somerset top order, moving Nick Compton, Alvaro Peace and James Hildreth and Aral Sapir in the space of 8.1 overs. Unfortunately, he was forced to withdraw from the attack due to finger injury shortly after dismissing Sapir, but Patterson picked up where he had left off. He took 2 quick wickets before time ran out, with Marcus Viscothic standing firm on 33. Warwickshire's bats were made up for the failings of their weakened bowling attack by reaching stumps just 12 runs shy of avoiding the follow-on on the third day against Middlesex. Middlesex declared their first innings its overnight 428 for 5, with the county champions then replying with 267 for 5. There were 50s from Laurie Evans, Jonathan Trott, Ian Bell and Tim Ambrose, while Corey Collamore was the pick of the Middlesex bowlers with 3 for 38. And Durham closed on 48 without loss after dismissing Surrey for 237 on day 1 at the Oval. 19-year-old off-spinner Ryan Buckley took 5 for 86 on debut, while Scott Ball picked up 2 wickets with his leg spin. Callum Thorpe had started the fall of wickets by moving openers Rory Burns and Jason Roy early on his way to eventual figures of 3 for 29. Aaron Haranath and Vikram Solanke then rebuilt the innings with a stand of 61, with Stephen Davies and Xander de Bruyn then adding 84 for the 5th wicket. It was then over to Buckley, who dismissed last man Gary Keady for a duck to end with 5 wickets and be the chief architect of a Surrey collapse of 6 for 16. In Division 2, Ned Eckersley hit his 3rd first-class century, as Leicestershire closed strongly in reply to Worcestershire's declaration on day 3 at New Road. The home side allowed Tillan Samuel-Ware to complete his maiden century for the club, and then called their first innings to halt at 327 in the 110th over. Leicestershire openers Michael Thornley and Niall O'Brien then added a cautious 51 at the start of their first innings, while O'Brien and Eckersley added a further 55 of the 7th wicket. O'Brien was bowled by Moeen Ali for 46, but Ramnaresh Sarwan joined Eckersley and the two batted through until stumps and put on a further 123. Gloucestershire breezed past Hampshire's first innings total of 274 and closed the third day at Bristol on 284 for 2. Hampshire captain Jimmy Adams had completed the carrying of his bat for 138 at the start of the day, as Craig Miles removed James Tomlinson in the third over. Gloucestershire captain Michael Klinger then responded with an undefeated century of his own, and added 119 with Chris Dent for the first wicket. He then added 109 with Dan Housegrove for the second wicket, and 56 and counting with Alex Gidman for the third. And Lancashire pulled off a thrilling win over Essex to follow up their one against Glamorgan. They successfully chased down their target of 253 against the clock, knocking off the runs with a single ball to spare. There was drama on the winning delivery itself, as former Lancashire bowler Sajid Mahmood dropped Wayne White to allow him to scamper through for the winning single. The previous over, Rhys Topley had taken 3 wickets to keep Essex's hopes alive, but ultimately Graham Napier was unable to defend 5 from the final over. And Kent were comfortable winners of their Group A Yorkshire Bank 40 match in Deventer, as the Netherlands got their campaign off to a dismal start. They were inserted by Kent skipper James Treadwell and were bowled out for just 101, with only 4 men reaching double figures. Matt Coles claimed 2 early wickets and helped reduce them to 6 for 3, before a brief stand by Don Michael and Darren Van Bunger led a recovery of sorts. However, Treadwell and Darren Stevens blew away the middle order and returned combined figures of 7 for 41 from 14.1 overs. Kent then lost Sam Billings in the second over of their run chase as the first of 3 wickets for debutant Paul Van Meerkeren. However, they won by 7 wickets in less than 23 overs, as Brendan Nash ended on 45 not out.